You are listening to the Money Buddy podcast, brought to you by Money and Me, an investor education initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're tuning in to a brand new episode of Money Buddy. You've got me, Ahalya, keeping you company on this one. And as always, I will be joined by our in-house expert, that is Ajit Menon, CEO, PGIM India Mutual Fund, who's going to be sharing with us insights, but most importantly, answers on some burning questions that we might have as investors. You know, he has in the past spoken to us about diversifying one's portfolio and how important it is not to put all of your eggs in one basket, right? That metaphor, by the way, stands so true in every aspect of life, I can't even begin to tell you. But back to the matter at hand. On today's episode, Ajit talks to us about another way of diversifying one's portfolio and why it's so important to do that. And this is actually hybrid investing. It's actually a very relevant question and topic of conversation in today's world, not just in the context of investments, but also in the context of the world we live in today, right? We've heard the term VUCA world a lot, and this kind of plays into that. You know, how do you ensure flexibility, a certain amount of convenience, and a certain amount of ease as well in one's financial and investment journey? That's what Ajit's going to be talking to us about. Put your listening caps on and pay close attention. This is Money Buddy by PGIM India Mutual Fund. Take it away, Ajit.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another episode of Money Buddy. You know, the COVID period was a really tough one for everybody all around the world. And nobody knew what exactly would happen and how the future would look like when it all started and the lockdown started. And you heard horror stories and you read things in the news, which kept you worried. And I'm sure many of us went through those moments of anxiety as well. But what I want to really talk about is when most of us came through that journey of 20 and 21 and into 22, as slowly things started normalizing and we all, you know, wanted to meet people. We wanted to go out on holiday with a vengeance. We wanted to get back to work. And I remember during those days, there were a lot of my colleagues who would say, Ajit, let's come back to office. We are missing the company of our colleagues and we just want to be not seeing them in screens. And it's enough. And sure enough, more people then started slowly and steadily coming back to work. And as time passed and we kept the option of working from home or working from office open, I started to see that some colleagues enjoyed that flexibility of both working from home and working from office. So we continued with our policy of saying, hey, you could work from home one day a week or with your supervisor's permissions, maybe two more days a week. And I remember reading some statistics somewhere that before the pandemic, the work from home was typically about 6% of the workforce. In through the pandemic, it had risen to about 65 or 70%. And now, if we can call these times to be a lot more normal, it seems to have settled somewhere around 30% over the world. And that's huge. That's like 6% before pandemic moving to 30% as almost a regular way of life. Why am I talking about all of this on an investment-related podcast? Well, I'm talking about this because living hybrid has become a sort of a norm for all of us. We've seen the advantage of what a hybrid work life can do for us. More time to follow some of our passions, more time with family and our kids, more time to actually do good work. I mean, I have so many people telling me that, listen, I actually get a lot more work done when I'm working from home, because when I get to work, it's the coffee table conversations and gossips that, you know, where we spend some extra time and, you know, it's difficult to get a lot of work done. So I agree with that. So, you know, sort of living hybrid has become a norm all over the world. And that's the point of my telling you that think about hybrid equity funds, if you like hybrid as a strategy. What do hybrid equity funds do? And you know them, right? They're part equity and they're part fixed income. And then within the hybrid category of investing and funds, there is also a category called the balanced advantage funds. And they balance themselves between equity and fixed income based on some formula, which people would have embedded into the product to say that, you know, if equity becomes too expensive, we're going to reduce our exposure to equity. And if we think that equity is looking very attractive and cheap based on long-term averages, then we will increase our exposure to equity at that point. So it's almost working against the typical human tendency to be really attracted when returns are up. And that's usually when equity is expensive. And, you know, really fearful when equity is down. And that's when equity is at a discount, guys. The balanced advantage funds try to achieve this hands-free, automatic. They will just compute the levels of the market, compare it to some long-term average based on the factor that they're following, and they will adjust your equity and fixed income automatically without you having to do anything. You remember that old advertisement? I think it was Hero Honda. Fill it, shut it, forget it. Right? That was the one, I think, during my college days, and it was so nice and snappy. But, you know, hybrid equity funds or especially balanced advantage kind of funds do that. It's like a fill it, shut it, forget it. If you're not the one who wants to think about all the jargon and all the technicalities of equity markets and debt and interest rates and inflation and what that's going to do, and you think all of that blobbity gook speak is, you know, really something you can't understand, well, you need a fill it, shut it, forget it kind of product. And that's the balanced advantage fund or any other hybrid fund that suits you. Again, of course, I do think you should speak with your financial advisor in terms of what kind of product suits you within that. But a general balanced advantage fund would be a good choice to make, you know, in any which way. I had them myself, and I do recommend it to people who say that I don't want to get into trying to be over smart and thinking about how to focus my investments in some great theme or some thing. And that's where the hybrid funds really, really help. So if you belong to that segment of people who think that, well, our lives have got hybrid, our travels got hybrid, and I do think that the advantage of hybrid is great. And if I have hybrid investments, why not? It's giving me all the flexibility and the choice that I want. It's hands-free. It's risk-adjusted. It's still a great bet if you look at the track records of some of this over time. I do believe that many a time when we invest, the experience of our investments make us happy or sad. And while we talk about, you know, short-term, medium-term, long-term goals and all of those things, there are many a time that either we are happy with our investments and sometimes we are sad with our investments. I do think that hybrid funds, you know, allow you that sort of freedom to say, listen, I'm invested across equity and fixed income. You know, somebody's going to decide how much to have today and how much not to have tomorrow. And I think that I'm getting a return that's much better than just leaving my money in the bank or in some sort of investment, which is just a standard investment, doesn't give me too much. And I think, therefore, that these hybrid products are good. And then if you are belonging to that segment, then, well, here's the thought. Go hybrid. So I hope you liked that perspective on how increasingly hybrid funds can be very useful to any of you. Again, it all depends on your goals and your time frames. And my standard advice is always, guys, and I have an advisor myself, find a good advisor you can trust who can explain to you and discuss with you what your different goals and time frames mean and what kind of products suit you. So that's about it for today, and I will hopefully catch you soon on the next episode.
So there we have it, a real case for paying attention to hybrid investing and what that really means. I like that we got a breakdown of this as a concept in today's episode, because while it might be a desire of many of us investors, it's not something that is often put in practice or very commonly put in practice, let's say that. As always, I hope you enjoyed the insights that Ajit brought to the podcast on today's edition. That's a wrap on this episode of Money Buddy, brought to you by PGIM India Mutual Fund. Now, when I tell you that Ajit really is our in-house expert, it's for many reasons, but most importantly, because he gives us the advice of building a relationship with a financial advisor, someone that you really trust with your earnings, with your money, and always making sure that, you know, every decision is taken in collaboration, right? So make sure that you seek that kind of relationship out with your financial advisor. And the other reason Ajit is our in-house expert is because he's the gift that keeps on giving. Our CEO will be back on another episode of Money Buddy. But until then, take everything you've learned from all of these podcasts so far and make the best out of your investment journey. Stay safe, stay happy. This is Mia Halia signing off. Adios.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
Money Buddy Podcast, brought to you by Money and Me, an investor education initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund.